What's going on, everybody? Welcome to my podcast, Pretty Imperfections. I am your host, Von Shay Ogburn.
We talk about everything from relationships, motherhood, health and wellness, advice, you name it. This is our spot where we could talk about anything, pretty much.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to my podcast. It is your host. For those who don't know, my name is Von Shay Ogburn, and today, you guys, I have a subject for you, and you over there, and today, we will be speaking on how to know if the person you're dating isn't for you. Can I get an applause, please? No? Okay. I didn't get those background noises going ASAP because I need some background noise. But today, that is what we're going to be speaking about. How to know the person you're dating or in a relationship isn't for you. And there are plenty of ways. I mean, more than just the ones I put on this list to tell if the person you're dating is not for you. But I'm just going to discuss a couple of them today. Just a couple of them. I ain't going to give you all the whole 101 guide on how to pick a bad one out the bunch. But today I'll give you all a couple of tips that'll help you out in the now. But first, before we go anywhere into this episode, how is everybody? Like, how is you doing? I'll tell you how I'm doing. I am doing absolutely freaking great. And can I tell you guys I'm lying? I am. I mean, I'm not doing terrible or anything. I mean, I'm just lying because I am not completely living my best life. Let me tell you guys, I am not. Can y'all be honest with yourselves? So are you living your best life? Because, I mean, I'm not. I'm living a good life, but I'm not living my best life. But that's what this podcast is about. I'm going to get there. And y'all are on this journey. But I hope y'all answered that y'all are doing fine. Because I'm glad to hear that. And if you're not, I really hope that your day, by the time you're reading this, by the time you listen to this, I hope your day has gotten better. Or as you listen to this podcast, I hope your day has gotten better. And we're just going to dive right into it because I talk enough and I'm trying to keep it short for you guys, because I mean, who really wants to sit here and listen to an hour podcast? Not me. I get too antsy. So first on the list of ways to know the person you're dating is not for you, or is just not for you, is, for one, they have little to no interest in you or even your interest. And I think that's pretty much one and the same. And it probably is. And y'all probably overthinking. She just said the same dang thing, just two different ways. And that's okay. You know what? That's okay. It's all good. But y'all get what I'm saying. That person has no interest in you. Example. I know a couple of people. And I sat there and watched this man ignore her. While she was telling him all about the things like that she wanted to do for the summer and everything, he planned out and ignored her, like, to the point where she was like, "Are you listening?" And he did one of those moves, huh? Like, seriously. And, you know, that could be easily looked at as just lack thereof listening. But when you're into somebody, you are into everything that they're into. I mean, not into everything, but you want to know more about them. You're interested in them. You know, you want to get to know them better. So a person that's not really for you isn't trying to do that. They're not showing any interest in who you are. And I'll go straight into number two. You have to wear a mask when you're around this person. That sucks. I don't know about you, but I've been in a relationship where I felt like I had to wear a mask. And it's like one of the worst feelings ever because you're not allowed to be who you are. You're too busy trying to be somebody else. And believe it or not, that's tiring. That's why I don't understand how there could be so many fake people out here doing that fake people stuff. I can't. I could never. It's tiring. That stuff is exhausting. Seriously. But when you're with this person, you gotta wear a mask. You can't be your complete self. Whether if you're like a really bubbly, outgoing person, the person you're with is not. And so you try to kind of be a little bit on the more boring side or the, you know, more like your partner so that, you know, you're pleasing them. But are you really pleasing yourself? That's another question you need to ask when you're going into this. Like, are you pleased? But we'll get into that. But we'll go into number three. They don't listen at all. And that's basically like the, y'all, I don't think y'all hear me. This is basically all going in together. They all go together because having no interest, having to feel like you have to be somebody else when you're around them, and the fact that they don't listen, that all ties in together. And these are all characteristics that you can look for. It'll definitely tell. It'll definitely tell. But when I say, like, I think that's really self-explanatory. They don't listen. You tell them about, or you're talking to them, y'all in an argument, and you're explaining to them what your issue is, and they just can't hear you. It's like they just got this force field up, and it's like all your words are just like bouncing off of them. They don't listen. None of it actually sinks into them. And this is not to say that that person cannot be taught. That person does not have the capability of changing. I'm not saying all that. I'm saying that this is a very good characteristic. This is one of those that can go along with another two, three characteristics that add up and kind of spell out about that person. It doesn't have to be like an individual breaking point at that point. So we'll go into number four because I feel like this one is kind of can be an absolute break off. Because if you have no sexual compatibility with this person, how? My mom, if she's listening to this one, she's gonna be a little bit mad at me. And my father. Or anybody else who's related to me. Y'all might be not happy with what I'm about to say, but I always look at my wife. I always do. Like, I am genuinely attracted to who she is mentally, physically, and emotionally. Like, I couldn't be with somebody who I wasn't. Can you imagine that? Ew. Have you ever been into a relationship where you was not sexually compatible with the other person? Again, that sucks. It sucks bad. Super bad to the bone. Like, it really does. And that's definitely a way of indicating whether that person is really for you or not. If you find that, you know, you always trying to get into the mood, you know, you trying to set it up or something like that, and they kind of just shrugging you off, like, you know, no, let's do it later. And you find that later becomes never, because every time you do it, he or she is always saying, oh, never. I mean, or later. And yeah, no. That's no good. That's no good. And again, this is one of those things that, I mean, I feel, in my opinion, this is my opinion. I am no kind of relationship expert, but in my opinion, that could be a breaking thing. Especially if it's not, if the communication is not there, they don't listen. You can't fix that. You have to be able to communicate in order to fix that. And that if they not listening, God bless your soul. So number five is you constantly contemplate leaving. And that's what I was talking about earlier, when you have to ask yourself, are you happy here? Because if all of these things so far that I've read are true, they have no interest in you. You can clearly see it. You have to wear a mask, and you're acknowledging the fact that, you know, like, I'm not really the same. Sometimes family members would tell you, like, you know, you're acting kind of different. Friends will tell you you're acting kind of different. Co-workers will tell you you're acting kind of different. You know what I mean? You're noticing that about yourself. You're noticing that that person does not listen to you. Every time you try and talk to them, it's like basically talking to a brick wall. You might as well be talking to a brick wall, because you're better off speaking to one of those than speaking to your partner, because they just don't listen at all. At all. And on top of that, you have no sexual chemistry with that person. It makes you start thinking, like, am I really happy where I am? And 9 times out of 10, that answer would probably be no. But if you're finding yourself constantly, way more than normal or more often than not, contemplating, like, can I see myself doing this for the long term? I know y'all gonna get mad at me, because my wife is my everything. And I could definitely see us doing the full 20. I say full 20 because I don't know. Like retirement, you know? Retirement. I mean, forever. Forever and forever. But I just like saying the full 20. Just on the, you know, official. The full 20. The whole shebang. Y'all. I can. And I wouldn't be able to be with somebody I couldn't see a future with. So if you're sitting there contemplating every other day, like, dang, do I really want to do this? Unless that person is showing you that they want to change some of those ways, then it's like, what are you here for? So you really got to sit down and ask yourself that question. Am I happy? What am I here for? And if you have to think twice about that answer, you should start considering seeing somebody else, or ending it, or taking a break from it. Definitely. I definitely feel like that. If you have to contemplate leaving often, it's a good indicator that that person may not be for you. And that's okay. It hurts sometimes, but it's okay. So I'm going to go into number 6. You dread spending time with them. Ooh. I felt it. And I'm going to tell you why. Because have you ever hung around somebody that you didn't necessarily care for, but you was around them? And that awkward feeling of trying to hold a conversation with somebody that you know for a fact and you want to be around, but now you're around them and you're forced to have a conversation with them? Yeah, relationships are not supposed to be forced. At all. You should not have to force your relationship. It definitely should be one-sided. So if you dread spending time with them, like, you don't look forward to seeing them at the end of the day. For some people, you even try to pick up extra hours at work just so you can kind of avoid them. That sucks. Hard. You should be able to, well, not even able to, you should want to be around your partner. I know I cannot wait to, as soon as that clock turned 4 o'clock, and it's time for me to hit the door and get home, I'm on my way out the door. I can't say bye fast enough to my coworker. Sometimes I don't even say bye, I just go. I just be out. Sorry, gotta go. Gotta get home. Gotta get home to my family. Really, because I'm not saying, because right now we're talking about relationships. But my son's included in that too. Like, I love spending time with my family. They are I have the most fun with my family of all people. And I feel like that's how it should be. So if you're dreading the person that you're with, you're dating, or you're in a relationship, and you're dreading spending time around them, like, you'd rather not, or every time you're with them, it's an argument, that's draining. I feel like at that point, that's a good indicator, again, that that person may or may not be for you. Nine times out of ten, probably not. Is it fixable? Yes. Am I a relationship expert? No. So you ain't gotta take a goddamn thing, I say. But this is just more so what I've observed and what I've learned along the way. These are a lot of things I've noticed that happen and reoccur often, even in the relationships that I see now. My friends who come up to me and tell me these kind of things, the men who I have conversations with, these are definitely things that they talk about. And it's like, that's interesting. That's really interesting. And I feel like my last one is for number 7 would be that they don't support you. Why is this so important? Let me tell you a story. I was trying to pass a very important test for a very long time. And it got to a point where I really thought it would never happen for me. Like, I was never going to be able to accomplish this goal that I had. And you know who's basically the first person? No, she was the first person there on the scene to tell me that I was wrong. All those thoughts I had about myself. She was right there. Your partner can either ruin you or they can empower you to a whole nother level based on the kind of support they give. And in that moment when I felt like I couldn't not do it, even after the second, third time, fourth time that I had failed trying to do this, I had my partner there in my corner, there in my ear, whispering, like, you can do it. You're smart. You can do it. You have the ability. You've done it before. Talking me up and feeding me nothing but good things. They gave me the power and the drive to want to keep going. Because it's like, you know what? You're right. I can do this. So if they don't support you, you should really, 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 really evaluate that relationship. And that goes for all relationships. Friendships, relationships, family, co-workers. If they can't, well, I don't know about coworkers. I don't feel like coworkers fall in that. But if that person in your life can't support you, parents, or not, they might not be for you. I mean, please, somebody preach to them. Y'all act like I don't preach to y'all when I talk to y'all. They might not be for you. If they can't support you, I mean, don't get crazy, because there are some things out here that y'all be trying to do that be like, you really want me to support you doing that? So, I mean, you can do some self-reflection, but when it comes to actual, like, dreams and goals that are idealistic and healthy, if your partner's not there supporting you, that's a good sign that they probably aren't for you. And those are my 7 tips that I have for being able to tell if the person you're with is for you or not. I don't know if those is going to be helpful or not. I mean, I hope they are. Or you just probably sat here and listened to me blab. And that's okay too. Because that's what we do here. We sit here and we have a conversation. I am a conversationist. And that's what this podcast is about. Conversation between women, men, all different types of people from different walks of life. Like, I love learning about new cultures and different lifestyles and all that good stuff. You know, it's great. Diversify yourself. Seriously. If you're a simple-minded person, don't be. It sucks. Don't be. Seriously, there are so many things out here in this world that, man, we don't even know. Open your mind to it. And on that note, I'm going to end this podcast. I feel like I dropped y'all with the gym. Y'all should be feeling proud walking up off this podcast. Feel like y'all got, y'all left for something. And if you don't, I'm sorry. We'll try again on the next podcast. If you come back, you will. Just saying. So, again, live your best life. That is not what I was talking about. I just don't know how to end a podcast yet. How y'all gonna give me tips on how to end a podcast? Because I feel like I got the infinity ending. Like, I just, you know, like that conversation when you're having a phone conversation with somebody on the phone and y'all keep going back and forth, like, all right, talk to you, Larry, and like, okay, bye. And like, it just keeps going. You're both just trying to say bye, but nobody hang up. That's how I feel sometimes at the end of the podcast. Like, I don't know how to hang up with you guys. You know, I be thinking of ways. You know, that's not something you think about before you come on the podcast. You don't think about how you're going to, you know, say goodbye. I don't know. I don't. Maybe that's just because I don't know much about podcasting yet. But you know what? I'm going to end my podcast by saying, be pretty, y'all. I'm out.